Hello, this is John speaking.
Hi, this is Tanya with Youngblood Hardwood Flooring. Did you just call?
I did. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling me back. Is everything okay over there, though?
Oh, yeah. My dogs were going crazy because my daughter's friend had just showed up to pick her up for a couple of hours and
okay. Trying
to get her out the door.
It's the time of the year. It's craziness everywhere, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
What kind of dogs you got?
I have a handful. I have a Great Dane puppy who's 10 months old. I have a Chihuahua who's 11 years old, an American Bulldog who's about 13 years old.
Oh my gosh.
That's three-legged who's about 5 years old.
What?
And a newest little hunting dog who's a German short-haired pointer who's about 3 years old.
You got a full house. How do you do that?
I have a zoo. We have two cats and a bearded dragon, too.
No way. That's incredible. Wait, all your dogs get along with the cats as well, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They all get along with the cats better than they all get along with each other.
That's incredible. I need to learn something from you.
She's having a hard adjusting to all the rest of the critters.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a process.
That's awesome, though. That's awesome. So, Tanya has actually given you a call. I believe Mr. Youngblood gave you a text a little bit earlier regarding me giving you a call today. Did you receive that text?
Yeah, he did text me and let me know that you were going to be calling actually like 5 minutes before your call came through. So.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I'm sure you guys get plenty of these type of calls all the time. So I made sure with him before I called you, you know, I went over pricing, everything like that regarding on getting the business up on that first page of Google. He mentioned mm-hmm. that he gets calls like that all the time, and we got to go a little bit further regarding on pricing and everything. So I just wanted to make sure you feel comfortable talking with me too. So I'm not lying. I'm a very transparent guy. So he was mentioning that you probably would know more a little bit about everything as well, too, when I'm speaking to you regarding on this. Far as getting up on first page Google, are you guys currently working with anyone for the SEO?
So currently, we just had a new website built and launched back in August, I want to say. Could have been 1st of September.
Okay.
And this company was supposed to build a website for us, update, and kind of fix some of that back-end information and the coding on the backside of the website for the keywords and all that such stuff. And then they're supposed to be teaching me how to go in and update and change that so that I can maintain the website myself, because that's definitely not my area of expertise. But we've yet to do any training on that part of it. So for the first year, they are keeping up with it all, supposed to be training me so that after that first year, I can take over with just assistance from them, like if I need help.
Gotcha. Okay. So they're helping you guys solely with the website to help build traffic, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So far as anything, because the way we work, I mean, we can help you with that. You know, obviously we have an account management team that specializes in websites as well, too. And, of course, they know everything about the SEO part. That way, because, again, I'm straightforward, okay, so I hope you don't mind. But it doesn't matter how good of a website you can have. What matters is that people can find it, right? So unless they know your business name right now, then it's difficult to find you guys. What we do is we make sure that whenever a customer is within a 50-mile radius to you guys and they don't even know your business name, let's say they put like Hardwood Floors Installation or anything of that nature, your business will be popped up on that first page of the top recommended. Okay. Now, all the calls come directly to you guys. It's not going to go through a third party, no middleman or anything like that. And it's no pay per lead either. It's you take as many calls as you like, as many jobs as you like, and that same flat rate that I gave them at $249 a month. Okay. So yes, now we'll put the link up for the website so that way they can click on it. They have something to see. Let's say for some reason that they don't give you guys a call. or they don't use your service at that moment. If they go on their Facebook, we actually run Facebook ads and Facebook business page because we know that literally, it's kind of crazy saying this, but Facebook ads do higher conversion rates than Google ads themselves. And everything I'm talking to you about is fully inclusive with what I was mentioning for the pricing here. So if they go on their Facebook, his ads will be popping up on their feed with a click to call even him to him directly. So it's really incredible marketing to help widen that range for you guys. So far, do you have any questions on this?
So just to back up just a little bit there. So
yeah.
How exactly do y'all get that out and around initially to everybody?
Right. Good question. So it's important that whenever, because if I go on Google right now and I need the services, right? Let's say I need, I don't know, hardwood floor repairing, right? I'll go on Google. Everyone says let's Google it these days, right?
Right.
If I go on Google, as long as I'm in the area though, within that 50-mile radius, if it's out of that radius, we make it difficult for them to find you guys. So that way you're not having time. I call it time wasters, right? They give you a call. They're out of service. You're like, I don't even travel that far. It's wasting my time. So we want to make sure to keep it within the 50-mile radius. And if I type in any of those keywords, bam, you will be popped up. With the phone number, however you guys like to be contacted, whether it's text, email, call, we're very flexible. We make that happen for you guys. Now, the way it works to get you up on that first page, we let you own 60 different directories, literally 60. So if I was to name a few off the top of my head, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, even the Yellow Pages. I mean, the brand exposure will be really strong enough for them to always be able to find you guys. Because we know that everyone's going to say, let's Google it, or they could be looking at other directories like such as those, and we want to make sure you're easily found every time.
Gotcha. And is it a contracted thing? Is it a, do you sign a contract when you start the services?
Right. So there's no contract. It's month to month. Okay. We want to make sure you guys choose to be with us each and every month because you're seeing a good return and we're doing our job, right? Like I said, you know, far as if let's say you guys decide to part ways in the future, which I hope, knock on wood, I hope it doesn't happen. We want to make sure that we have myself, we'll have a technicians, account management team always there at your leisure. So that way, if you need some help or need to make modifications, run promotions, we're there for you. Now, like I said, if you guys decide to part ways, though, there's no cancellation fee at all. It is, like I said, it's month to month. You would just call our client services at least 3 days before the billing cycle is due, and that way you're not getting charged for that month.
Okay.
Yeah.
I already like you better than most of these companies. I'm not I've become wary, and Mr. Youngblood is quite wary himself of the contracts because we've just recently been burned on the whole contract thing.
Really? What kind of, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of contract was that?
It was a marketing management company, and he signed a one-year contract with them, and they just didn't fulfill their what they were promising. Rather than calls increasing, his truck calls seemed to decrease, which we took into consideration that, you know, with inflation and everything being as crazy as it has been this year, that was likely to have some sort of an impact, but not to the degree that we seem to see the decline. So we parted ways with the company about 6 months into the contract and had to pay out the remainder of the contract.
Stop. No, really? They made you guys pay
and
for the remainder of it?
He didn't fulfill any of his contractual duties throughout the remainder of the contract, and it was just a big old ugly mess. So contracts are kind of a I'm like, eh.
Right. Everything I'm talking to you about, we do a voice verification process where, I mean, all calls are recorded, but we want to make sure that it's set in stone. So you'll hear me, everything I just answered, we'll be doing that again, just so that way you have everything on the phone where it's recorded one after another, you know. Now, like I said, I lay everything on the table. There's nothing to hide here. We're very transparent, okay? So far as the beginning here, obviously it takes time to get you up on that first page of Google. Now, I'm not going to lie. We work pretty darn fast, faster than a lot of people on the market, but we don't work miracles. I know the holidays are here, but sorry.
Right.
So, going over the timeline breakdown, for all the directories, that gets done within the first 5 to 7 days. On top of that, you guys will be able to track everything. You get to see where the customers are calling from live. That way, if you missed a call, you can give them a call back. You can see what keywords are being searched to find your services, what keywords aren't working. That way, you can modify it at any time, too. That gets done in the first 5 to 7 days as well. Okay. Now, because you guys have listings already, it makes things quicker on our end over here. To get up on that first page of Google, though, obviously, you'll be on Google way quick, but as far as getting on that first page of Google, we have to help that rankings build up over time. So our average to do that is anywhere from 30 to 45 days. Now, I have seen it done really fast. So it just depends on, you know, making sure we get that traffic for you guys as well too. Okay. So again, like I said, I want to lay everything out for you. So in the beginning, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. We want to make sure you guys stick it through to see all this actually happening as a full process working for you and your company.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's understandable to give it some time to take place and see the fruition of the work put in behind the scenes.
Exactly, yeah. Like I said, we're trying to make it fair for everybody as well, too. We don't – being month-to-month, it's in our best interest you guys do well. That's just the bottom line, you know?
Right.
So we understand, hey, if it's not working the way you guys want it to or anything like that, we want to make sure you guys are still in a good position to keep rocking and rolling on your own as well too, right? But, of course, we want to earn it for a long time. So, based off of everything you heard so far, though, is this something you guys would like to pursue?
Yeah, it definitely seems to be a better option for something to try. We are trying to increase the number of calls. We would like to increase the amount of calls that turn into clients. We currently run 2 crews, but he would like to increase that. So while we're maintaining currently, we would like to increase and grow the company. So we've been trying to find avenues to help kind of spread the word out a little more than word of mouth is getting us. We get some customers from Yelp and Nextdoor and such, but just not the numbers that he's wanting to see at this point.
Gotcha. Yeah, and of course, especially with the, you know, holidays and everything, sometimes you get that slow season and everything like that too. So everyone has it somewhere, you know. But we want to make sure to be prepared for it as well. You know, like I said, it takes time to get up there. We want to make sure it's the right timing for everything. Do you guys get pretty swamped for the new year?
It does tend to pick back up again after the first of the year. You know, by February or March, it tends to get to going pretty good again. And right before, you know, the biggest lull, I think, has been kind of this time frame right here, right between Christmas and Thanksgiving. People don't have enough time that they really want to tear up their floors throughout their house and chance not being able to be ready for, you know, holiday festivities and such. Mm-hmm. So this is probably our slowest time right here through the end of November, December. I assume they probably do a lot of recouping in January because it, you know, like I said, about February to March is when it really tends to pick back up into full swing again.
Right. And that's where we want to make sure by that point, things are all in line. So that way you guys are found for when the time comes when they do need your services. Right. So, I would be super impressed if it gets, you know, if you're not getting more, because at this point I'm looking at the analytics here, and just by putting in floor installations, in our analysis, the last 30 days, there's 1,200 searches done. So, there's people out there looking. The demand is hot. It's just a matter of you guys being found for those people when they need you, you know?
Well, and that's what Yelp told us too. We had 3,000 searches last month for blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're like, okay, but we got 12 calls all month.
Right, yeah. And you said it was with Yelp, you said?
Yeah, like directly from Yelp.
Wow. Okay, so just letting you know, if you guys are paying for Yelp, this is part of the inclusion for you with Yelp. So you'll be saving more money too, if that's the case.
So if we sign up for this and we're paying for advertising through Yelp and we sign up for you, we could cancel that because you would do that through what you're doing?
Yeah, and these directories, you own them. So if, let's say, I don't want to always plan on like the worst happening, but I just want to make sure you're always seeing what their options are. Let's say that you guys part ways, then those directories are actually yours to own. So it's not like we say, all right, thanks, bye. Well, good luck. Here, we're taking everything from you. You know, it's not like that.
Right. So,
and then once you're on Google, you're on Google. What we specialize is to make sure you're constantly on that first page for all those keywords. I did a little homework too. I'm looking at, let's see. So for flooring installation, flooring installers nearby, you guys are on that first page for that. So I'm looking up other things just from the website. By the way, good website. There's other keywords. I'm not popping you guys up on that first page. You know, so those are the areas that we can go ahead and really hit hard so that way you guys can get more. Does that make sense?
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So far as everything, would I be talking with you mostly to get this thing going, or would I talk with...
Yeah, I kind of handle all of it and kind of break it down into layman's terms to go over it with him. He does give the ultimate yes or no, but he prefers for it to come through me.
Yeah, that's understandable.
He doesn't like deal with the technical side of it, so I kind of give him like the basics of it, and I handle all of the rest of it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, all right. So I'm gonna call you boss here. So, far as everything that you've heard, mini boss. <All right. laughs> Hey, I can't step over too many toes because you get the dogs on me now. But so Tanya, far as everything you heard, pricing, all of that, is this something that you feel it would be good for the company there that you guys would like to go ahead and pursue then?
I think it would definitely be worth giving you, you know, a few months to see how it pans out, especially if you want to take over, if that takes over the Yelp advertising to where we can close down what we have open with them and revert to that. I think it would absolutely be worth giving it, 3 to 4 months, your first 1 to 2 months to get everything up and running and 3 to 4 months to see what the results are. And then if we're happy from there, then yay.
All right. Sounds good. And then also, you know, let's say 3 or 4 months down the road that you guys are like, man, this is working really well. We have options to save you more money as well, too, you know, far as that, how that goes in that process. But I want to make sure you guys are happy with the service first. That way we can go do from there. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not the typical sales guy that's trying to get more money. I just want to make sure you guys are doing well first, you know, so it's helping you guys. I know my manager's probably going to kill me from hearing this one, but. All right. So, Tanya, what would be the next step here? Do you need to speak with him still, or do we go ahead and pursue this process today?
I will call him and go over it with him, that was actually going to be my same question for you. So if he decides to go forth with this, what would be the next step on our end?
Gotcha. So as long as he gives permission for you to go and you have – because, like I said, we do a voice verification. There is a part to say that, hey, we ask – your name and your title, and are you authorized to go ahead and pursue this for the business, right? So as long as that's okay and that's clear with Mr. Youngblood, then great. By the way, his last name is cool as anything, isn't it? Am I right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. When you said that, I thought I was joking. Then I saw the business name. I'm like, he's not joking. This is cool. All right. Anyway. So what we would do is make sure that everything is consistent throughout the web, right? All the directories. So I'll go over the bare minimum stuff, like business name, address, stuff like that. How are you guys' hours of operations, some keywords that you guys would like to be found for your services. Then we'll set up a tech call. Now, you don't have to be in front of your computer. We can set it for a separate day, completely up to you. And then at that point, they'll confirm everything and go over everything as far as how it works, you know, go over your tracking system so that way you know how to maneuver through it and everything. So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
All right. So would I just give you a call back at this number? Do you have a direct line?
Yeah, the number you gave a call to, was that the 877 number?
If I had my phone on me, I put my AirPods in, and I have then set my phone down somewhere. Hang on.
I wish I had, like, a beacon or something, you know?
Yeah, well, and if I had my watch on my wrist, they do have that, but my watch is currently dead in a drawer, so that's helpful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I like to craft and stuff, too, so I was in the process of making some shirts and getting my daughter out the door when you called, so I'm just kind of all over the place right now, so don't mind
me. Sounds like it. That's all right. Well, hey, you're kicking butt with it, though. You're handling all those dogs and everything.
I try.
Yeah.
Really
oh,
hard.
Yeah.
I called a 469 number. It was 469-325-3238.
Okay, yeah, that works the same way. You could do it that way, or you can have my direct line. Let me know when you're ready. I can give you that phone number.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 877-635-6225. My extension is 3736.
3736. And your name is John, right?
Yep, J-O-N.
And Local Splash is the company name?
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, let me send Mr. Youngblood a text and see if he's available for a call right now. What time are you in the office until today?
So our company is based in California, PST time. I actually live in Tampa, Florida. As you know, we're everywhere throughout the U.S. You guys are like in between.
Last year.
Yeah. Oh, really? In Tampa?
Yeah, I'd say last year. I was there back in April.
Oh, get out of here. Just a visit or
yeah,
what?
My daughters do competitive cheer, so we were supposed to have a cheer competition right across the bay there in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And so we flew into Tampa. Our gym ended up pulling out of the competition, but we were already paid for the week, so we just went and took a vacation. We'll be back
awesome.
Here in April again for Easter weekend.
Oh, that's so cool.
Cheer competition again.
That is awesome. I watched recently, it was on Netflix. I forgot the name of it. It was like a cheer show, and man, it had me on off of my seat. It's amazing. It's incredible what they do.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. But,
little sad story in there,
oh,
but yeah, I don't want to kill it.
Right, yeah. Is it the college cheer team?
Yes, yes, that was it.
Yes,
yep.
Navarro, that's what it is.
Yes, Navarro,
Yeah,
oh my
so
gosh.
They're actually not far from us. They're only about an hour east of where I live.
Holy mackerel.
I'm going to take my girls there to go, like, actually watch the girls cheer in person at a game sometime.
That's cool.
So yeah, I thought that was really
nice.
Cool. They actually featured my neighborhood in that show, the most recent season. They came and played golf in my neighborhood.
Really?
That was kind of cool.
That's wild. All right. I got a little visualization. I'm a very visual person, so I'm like, okay. You know.
It was super nifty. It was, like, super cool to get to see, like, the entrance to the neighborhood on the show that, you know, everybody's watching. Like, it was cool. I'd say everybody, all the cheer people, I guess.
Gotcha, man. That's wild, man. A small world, too. But, yeah, anytime you come down here, you let me know.
We'll be spending Easter on the beach there because they scheduled the competition for Easter weekend. So we'll be here
cool.
for Easter.
Okay. There you go.
I'm trying to convince
you know,
the girls that it'll be exciting to do Easter egg hunting on the beach.
That's awesome. No, and it's beautiful, too. I love Sarasota. My aunt lives over in Sarasota, so, man.
Oh, it was so nice. The house we rented for the week was, like, in the bay, and it was bayfront, so there was this dolphin that we only got to see him one night because we went out to eat every night. We didn't realize that he came, but one night we happened to be in at the house at, like, sunset-ish, and there's a dolphin that apparently every night comes in like at the same time and he swims into this little bay of this neighborhood and makes his rounds and goes back out and he comes right by the house we stayed in every time.
Really? That's
super
beautiful.
Cool. I love dolphins. I've never seen one so like up close before. It was awesome. I was
okay.
in heaven the whole time I was there.
I'm going to tell you this, Tanya. You talk to Mr. Youngblood And the next time we speak, I got a craziest story about a dolphin. So it's a true story about me. Okay. And that happened in Florida. It will knock your socks off. I'm telling you. You probably won't believe it. But it was actually on the news. I'll put it like that. That's how crazy it was.
Oh, okay. Wow. That
yes.
Crazy.
Yes. So I'll wait till you give me a call back on this one. You know, and then I'll go ahead. You remind me. I will tell you the story about the dolphin. All right.
All right. So, because you said you're in Florida, so you are an hour. Mm-hmm. Is it already 5 o'clock there then?
Actually, it's six. No, it's 5 o'clock. Yeah, we're an hour ahead of you. Yeah.
Okay.
And we close. Let's see. We close at 7. That's the latest time. So.
At 7. Oh, okay. Well, let me shoot him and text him.
Okay.
And see if he's available for a quick call. And if you don't hear back from me in the next hour, you can call me back or I'll give you a call tomorrow during the daytime. I'm trying to, like, figure out these numbers on times in my head and it's not working with me. But I'll give you a call back in the morning if I don't hear back from him tonight because I'm not sure what his schedule is, if he's at a client's house or anything right this moment.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. It's a pleasure talking with you, by the way.
You as well. And you have a good day.
You too. All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.